is a beautiful idea, brought from Shlomo Kalina, one of the early Kalina rabbis, that the biggest yetzahara is to forget who we are, to forget that we are children of the King. And therefore we say, Slachlanu avinu ki chatanu. Forgive us our Father, because we have sinned. And often, the reason why we do things we shouldn't do is because we simply forget who we are. It's like the Nesivah Shalom says, in the Pasuk, Musa Hashem b'ni al timas. Which normally understand is that the ethical rebuke of Hashem, my son, do not reject. But the Slanama says, no, Musa Hashem, the Musa that you can take from Hashem is Bani, you're my son. And therefore, Altimas. And therefore, don't do something which is beneath you. Musa Hashem, Bani. Zachlanu. Because we finally remembered that you're Avinu. So often, we do things that are beneath us because we don't appreciate our own self-worth. We think, what difference does it make anyway? It doesn't matter. How significant am I? Or I'm anyway. I'm anyway an Eisvaf. I'm anyway done for. It's so important for us to recognize that each one of us is a Ben Melech. And therefore, it was Yosait HaVoid of Slanim who says it. Don't get lost. Try and come back. Try and remind yourself ultimately who you are. You have a neshama which comes mitachas to kisei hakavod, a neshama that comes from under the kisei hakavod, that Hashem is your father. Shlosha shutfim ba'adam. There are three people, quote unquote, that make a child: father, mother, and Hashem. We couldn't exist if Hashem didn't want us to exist. He literally brought us into this world together with our parents. And if so, we need to remember that each and every one of us is a child of Hashem created B'Tzelem Elokim. And to remind ourselves not to do things that don't befit the dignity of a child of God. To realize that we have infinite potential, infinite power, infinite spiritual capacity in Neshama, which is so, so, so powerful. Which is an expression of Hashem Himself, Chelik Aleikam Imao. So, Slachlanu Avinu, forgive us, because we just finally woke up and recognized and realized that you're Avinu. You're our Father. You're our loving Father. You're our forgiving Father. But most importantly, you're our Father. And therefore, we want to be worthy children. We want to live up to the gift of life that you've given us, to your name that we carry. We bear Hashem's name as the Jewish people. And hopefully that also will stimulate us not just to tshuva, but also to our loving Father forgiving us too.